For the first time ever, we will have two positive stories.
No.
In the No Sweat News.
Are you serious?
First time ever, good news over bad in the No Sweat News.
Wow, that's interesting.
You still might chuckle.
I don't know what to do. My whole world is upside down now.
These could turn up on the quiz on Friday for Metallica tickets.
I bet you those two good stories are not coming out of Florida.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Not even.
That was a good bet, guys. You should put that on Mom and Park.
Yeah, right?
Dateline Philadelphia for story number one. A kid just graduated high school after never missing a single day of school his whole life.
Nerd. Sorry. Something in my throat. Nerd.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Nerd.
Oh. That's 2,340 days in a row from kindergarten through senior year.
No, seriously, that nerd should be applauded. I mean, that kid.
Well, he is, actually.
Good.
This kid has got 20 grand in the bank.
What?
Because his teachers in his school were so inspired by his run, they started a GoFundMe for his college costs. And so far, he's up to 20 grand in GoFundMe action.
I guess that's pretty awesome. I mean, if I could have gotten 20 G's... who am I kidding? I never would have done it. That would have happened.
Perfect attendance?
Yeah, it still would have happened with 20,000.
Somehow Gotz was absent 2,000 days.
I was about to say,
Gotz's perfect attendance record was ruined in kindergarten. Let's be honest. He's the first person to skip kindergarten.
Got caught smoking cigarettes out in the quad.
They pretty much let us do that.
Never missed a single day of school.
That's incredible.
Dateline China for story number two. An all-you-can-eat hot pot restaurant in China had to shut its doors after only 2 weeks of being open. Why?
Why?
People ate too much food. And they just got into too much debt, and they couldn't handle it. They sold an all-you-can-eat card. Where you get to eat all you want for a whole month for only $25.
That's a terrible deal.
Too many people.
Who thought of that?
Too much food.
I'm going to say this. If you're the marketing person behind that brilliant idea, don't put that on your resume for your next job.
The marketing worked, but the business plan did not.
All right, whoever came up with the business plan.
When they announced their close, everyone said, never underestimate the Chinese appetite. All right.
The guy who has the world record, man. He's a Chinese guy. Man, he devours food left and right.
That's a worse promotion than when the Chicago White Sox did 5-cent beers in
I remember
1979.
That.
And there was a riot by the third inning because everyone was looped.
That's awesome.
Mind. True story.
Now that was genius. Dateline Indianapolis for story number three. This man is a hero.
Oh.
A police officer just pulled someone over. For driving too slowly in the left lane.
Oh, good. Yes. You know what, officer? I applaud you. We all do. This is great stuff here.
This is a great day for America.
It really is.
Amber waves of grain.
That drives me nuts when people do that.
He was driving on Interstate 65 Saturday. He noticed a huge backup in the left-hand lane. He realized it was because some chick was driving under the speed limit, which was 70, by the way. He counted 20 cars stuck behind her, so he pulled her over. Pulled her over, gave her a ticket right there on the spot.
I'm not even joking. Can we give this officer a medal or something, please?
The Medal of Freedom.
I mean, my God.
Under Indiana state law, the left lane is for passing only, so if you're going under the speed limit, you are legally required to get in the right lane.
Just that way in Jersey, too, though.
Guess what?
Get over.
New Jersey has the same law.
Right. We do.
So if that douchebag is in front of you doing not the speed limit, and I know you know where you are.
Sounds like you're getting very specific.
That person should be arrested. Thrown in jail.
Oh, wait.
And lock it
that
up.
That seems a little harsh, man.
Lock it up.
I thought we were just talking about giving the person a traffic violation.
Lock him up.
You're talking about prison.
You're going to be executed.
Yeah, that's exactly. This is Jersey, man. You don't slow me down in the fast lane.
Okay, Dictator Carl over there.
Jeez.
Just stay to the right.
Sons of bitches.
Stay to the right.
That is today's A Cop Finally Did It. Pulled someone over for going too slow in the passing
lane.
Thank
you, officer. We appreciate your service.
You, we salute you.
Metallica tickets on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday. We'll see you. And if you miss any of the No Sweat News episodes, please click the podcast page at WRAT.com.